Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise. This is the Daughter of Godcast Season 2 Crowd Creation, where you make the movie, episode 083, Relief. I'm just back from Detroit and Motor City Madness, my first model car swap and sale. My mission there was to expand the toy universe for Daughter of God. I could easily have spent another hour or two looking at all the die casts and plastic kits. I did score a couple of choice vehicles that will work as miniatures, and let's take a look, shall we? I'll describe them to you if you're listening. This is a little green 1/24 scale Volkswagen Beetle. The little doors that open up. Oh, it's so cute. This is a die-cast fire truck, a ladder truck, 1/50th scale, and check this out. It's all metal. This little guy here, this is the ladder. Look at this. Look at that ladder. Is that cool or what? And it goes up. Huh? Definitely going to find a place for that. A fire truck. Fire truck. Curiously though, the other attendees at the Motor City Madness were mostly white dudes over 35. And I'm guessing, I might be wrong, I'm guessing very few of them were filmmakers like moi. So I've broken through to a sort of topsy-turvy universe where teenage boys no longer yearn for their driver's license, and scale models of cars are mostly built by middle-aged men. Wow. Feedback for version 2, or V2, was lean, probably because I missed my Wednesday AM posting window last week, and V2 was a revision, not brand new. All's well, though. This episode will be short and sweet, and then maybe we can bring a few other pots to the front burner because we'll have saved some time on this nice short episode of the podcast. So feedback. This is for V2. Relations have gone from awkward to incoherent between our two seemingly mismatched people. Both seem frustrated and slightly on edge, but a drawer of vintage paperbacks points to an epiphany. And the feedback question for V2 is, what's new in V2 for you?
You remind me of someone.
Okay, so for Anonymous via email, the polish on V2 was inconsequential.
I'm guessing that some technical stuff that was mentioned has happened, but what I was focusing on seems the same.
And what was Anonymous focused on? Snip.
Another person in the scene, God, a.k.a. P.K. Dick, the god of science fiction.
And?
Maybe others are not familiar with P.K. Dick, but it seems that to some science fiction readers, he was the creator of the genre and thus God.
There would be vigorous debate among the nerd class as to whether PKD was the creator of the genre and therefore the god of science fiction. Certainly, PKD is up there in the pantheon. What I take from Anonymous is that PKD is God for the characters in his stories, even if they can't name him as such. Since PKD's books are featured in Dog, he is present. I'm tickled to have him as a collaborative divinity. Good on you, Anonymous. In hindsight, I don't think my feedback question was clear for V2. I was mostly interested in whether the polish enhanced or changed the emotional experience of the scene. Seamus gave an inventory of the changes he noticed. Seamus via dog.movie. Snip.
Most interesting, you changed the background behind his head at 022. Where before was a wall of hangers, there is now some device which I can't identify. I'm intrigued to know why this change was made.
My reply. The device behind his head is present in Rabbit and Dog and might be more clearly seen there. So, continuity. The reason the device appears at all could be backstory or maybe context. I'd be curious to know what you think the device might be or do. Snip. There are lots of details like the device that are not yet present in these live action scenes because, one, I'm still building them, and two, I don't want to clutter up the feedback. Seamus then continues with technical details, that is to say, mistakes. Snip.
Also, both characters seem oddly, brightly, warmly lit in an otherwise dim room. Finally, the drawer doesn't appear to be fully open in the clip at the very end, which might be a continuity error.
The drawer is definitely a mistake, a significant continuity error that everyone else missed the first time around, including me. Yay, Seamus! The color correction is deliberate and might have to be dialed in a little bit more. From Seamus's and Anonymous's feedback, I can declare the polish effort for V2 a limited success. Cleaning up the scene brought new elements onto Seamus's radar. Seamus has been so consistent with his feedback. He's so dang blessed. Relief boxes. Daughter of God is a post-apocalyptic movie. The story takes place after a series of global catastrophes and disasters. Some survivors were lucky enough to find boxes of essential supplies, possibly airdropped by some benevolent government or organization. The box's contents vary from personal hygiene to solar distillers to whatever, etc. This episode, we present not a scene, but a video version of an RPG or role-playing game.
It's time to play Thim Dog! You, your immediate family, and a handful of besties are the mostly unscathed survivors of several horrific events, including but not limited to undead resurrection, Saurian cyborgs, earthquakes, meteor strike, robot uprising, plague, tsunami, tactical nuclear engagements, civil war, alien invasion, sunburn, and poor cell reception. There's no telling what's coming, likely more harrowing intensity is just ahead. Having found a safe improvised shelter for your peeps, you wander away and discover, scattered over an open field, hundreds of relief boxes. You can only carry 3 boxes back. Which 3 do you grab and why?
Wow. Hardly even 10 minutes to be part of the sweetest little cinematic collaboration this side of REM sleep. Daughter of Godcast Crowd Creation Episode 083, Relief. Short and sweet and now lickety-split back to your hovel with your 3 boxes. Meanwhile, just after this podcast, real life. What 3 desires would you most like to fulfill right now? Financial abundance, robust health, thriving children, world peace, a benevolent government, a just, sustainable, and compassionate human presence on Earth, fair trade chocolate, a decent cup of coffee, companionship, great sex, freedom, a feeling of being fully alive? We stand surrounded by choice. The kingdom of heaven is spread upon the earth and humans do not see it, especially when they're shopping. Are the boxes invisible or are we staring up at the stars? You can have the stars and the boxes both, as many as you can carry.